ready.
Okay, so we're hazarding packet 12 in Hilchos Avelos regarding, good, Avelos for a Meshumra or a Menuda, meaning Avelos for non-term people. So the halacha is like this then. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Hei, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that anyone who's Porish Mi Darchei Tzibor, basically he's Porik Ol, and he doesn't view himself as part of the Jewish people in any, you know, sense. Basically, what we call a Freyer Yid, he acts like a non-Jew, and likewise a Mumer, certainly, and a Moser. All these people, there's no Hilchos Avelos for them, there's no Aninus for them, no Kriya for them. Rather, the Krovim are Smechim that this person was Nifter. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Mechaber. Okay, the Rama adds in that even some, this is based on a Mordechai who's Medayik and a Maram, but the Rama records it, I think it's by Chachos Kriya, that someone who's Rogel Lasos Avera, he consistently does a certain Avera. Shach points out, again, based on that Mordechai from Maram, that even if he does Leteyavon, he's not kosher. Right? He likes how pig tastes, he eats pig. Right? And that's his quote-unquote Avera, Chas V'Shalom. Meaning, he is kal in this Avera. He knows it's an Avera, he does it anyway. So even such a person, there's no Averas for him. Okay? Kol Shekhen says that if he's a Mumar La'achum. But this is even someone who is rogel to do an Avera L'Teyavon. There's no Avelos for such a person. Okay? Now this is becomes a sensitive thing to tell, you know, Krovim not to sit Shiva for you know, their loved ones that were Nifter if they're not from. So in practical terms, there are kulas to allow, so to speak, the family to sit Shiva. The Marashag says that if the Krovim want to sit Shiva, there's no chiv to stop them from sitting Shiva, Mishrim Eva, because it will just cause animosity. He also says, Befrat, if you say that maybe the guy, let's say he's Michal Shabbos, maybe he wasn't Michal Shabbos and all the Pratim, maybe we could somehow, Cheshbon, he wasn't really a Michal Shabbos, you know. He didn't, like, do it with Farhes, you know, or he hid it sometimes, you know, some tout or rigit that he's not really Michal Shabbos, or also, if let's say the Isser, it's not an Isser which people are, know about so much. Let's say shaving with a razor. Not everyone knows it's usher. People don't want chapet. That's an isser necessarily. You know, especially they're brought up in not the most religious places. That's how shaving was with a razor. So even though they did it, that doesn't count as they were over isser. So they never really understood or knew that there was such an isser. But I guess the main thrust of his thing is that Mishum Eva. Even if the guy fits the bill, Mishum Eva, we don't have to stop them from sitting Shiva. So that's the Marshag. Another interesting point is the Chochmas Adam. Chochmas Adam quotes the story of Ravenu Gershom. Ravenu Gershom's son, unfortunately, went off the derech. So Ravenu Gershom sat Shiva for him for 14 days. 7 days for the Guf, 7 days for the Neshama. Okay? There's a question of when he sat those 14 days of Shiva. So the Chochmas Adam understands that he sat those 7 days of Shiva when his son, you know, became a mushum, you know, when he was became a mumer and a mushum, but that's when he sat those 14 days. The Levush, however, understands that Ravino Gershom sat those 14 days when his son passed away. When his son died, he sat those days because he was misabel that you know, his son wasn't zocha to be chozer b'tshuva. So, I guess technically you could say also for a family that wants to sit shiva for a non-trum, you could also, you know, Ravino Gershom did it. Okay, the person's not going to do 14 days, but at least you see a precedent that Ravino Gershom said Shiva, so you could, according to the Levush, that it was when he died, so you could say also the family sitting, you know, that he wasn't Chozer B'Tshuva. It's another, you know, Svara. Now, there is an Igros Moshe. Now, this Igros Moshe is talking about a slightly different case. You have to see inside of whether to apply it or what. But I'll quote it now anyway, and that is what Moshe says. The situation that was presented to him was a woman who was started to affiliate with this Christian sect.
Christian scientist.
They had certain shitas of
right.
Christianity. And this woman's dead already, okay? And she was buried taka with them. And the family wants to know if they could, you know, take her out of that cemetery and bury her by the mishpacha. You know, so Reb Moshe is makel for a few reasons. Number one, in that particular case, there were certain indications that she did tshuva before she died. You know, she said certain things that didn't indicate that. Additionally, Reb Moshe says she's already dead and buried. So if she's buried and she's already nikmar, some she had her kapara already.
Right.
So that already also is a sniff. He says, therefore, he's makel that he could, you know, bury her, you know, rebury her. But he says it'd be better if they wait to the end of the year. Achar Yud Beis Chodesh. I guess the full kapar, whatever. Not that we need holding in how much kapar people get or need, whatever. But he said it would be better.
Okay.
But again, that case of Moshe was talking about someone who had, you know, he's trying to find maybe she had something of tshuva or something like that. And this is a case a little different. She's already buried. But it can be applied, I guess, if you something to bear in mind. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he has an interesting kula. And he says, the Mechale Shabbos, and I guess by extension probably say other non-from people, but even Mechale Shabbos of our days, they're all Tinok Shnishbas. They all get the honorary certificate of being a Tinok Shnishba, and therefore we can be Mekel and Tishba for them. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush on two grounds. Chiddush number one is that just to, you know, basically very liberal with a Tinok Shnishba, you know, certificate. You know, I think others, like Ravadi and others, aren't so liberal. I mean, a lot of people, they knew, they grew up, you know, from, or at least they know of it, you know. Rav Yaakov is saying, since they never fully understood the Chomer and the beauty of Shabbos, so you can't call them a, you know, a real Mumer. So, okay, you want to go with that? It's okay. So, Chiddush number one is to apply it so broadly. And Chiddush number two, which I think is a bigger Chiddush, is that Zalzain, let's say that they want to give them the Chalos Shem Tinok Shnishba. But what's the halacha taka by a real Tinok Shnishba? A Ben Yomo, a Tinok Ben Yomo, or so what is the halacha there? So we, in the halacha, the Mordechai quotes, Maisa, parents converted to, you know, Mishumadim, with the baby, a one-year-old baby, right? So what's the halacha of that baby when that baby dies? Mamash Tinok Shnishba, right? So this is my focus. The Ri says there's Taka Avelos, and Rabbeinu Tam says there's no Avelos for such a person.
Who's the one to say no Avelos?
Rabbeinu Tam. You know, like, I always frame it like this, you know, Avelos, this is my own, just, you know, way of phrasing it, it's a privilege. It's a privilege for people who are from people that they, when they're an iftar, someone's a shiver for them. It's not like a punishment, right? You can't punish this kid. He didn't do anything wrong. He was mamash a Tinok Shnishba from the time he was, you know, a baby. But still, if he wasn't from, he doesn't have the privilege of someone sitting shiver for him. So that's Shita Rabbeinu Tam. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, in Shin Mem Hei, so he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ramah in Hochas Kriya, or is it like Shin Mem, where is he? First he quotes the Ri, who says, you know, basically, but then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, V'chein Iker. The Iker Shita is like Rabbeinu Tam. So, that's what I'm saying. So the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov is, number one, to apply Tinok Shnishba to, you know, globally, to non-from people. The Chiddush number two is, then you have to assume, even if you want to say this Tinok Shnishba, you have to assume like the Shita Sari, which is the Lokeh HaMachaber, and not like the Iker Deya of the Ramah. So to apply it to be a Chiddush. Again, you know, obviously, you know, you have the Marshags, Mishum Eva is a big, but